Hey guys, are you ready for something on your calendar that you actually are going to look forward to? Well, wait no longer, okay? We have our upcoming Reclaiming the Wild Men's Retreat, and it's going to be amazing. It's going to happen on April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. Now, we know a lot of you guys out there need to disconnect from that digital world that is pulling us down, and you need to spend some time with some like-minded brothers in Christ. This is where it's at. This retreat is all about faith, fellowship, and fun, with an emphasis on the fun. So here's what we're going to have here. We have skeet shooting, horseback riding, archery, hiking, fishing, scripture, cornhole, bonfires. Oh, man. We're going to have some amazing meals. We're going to be camping under the stars. And to cap it all off, we'll have a great church by the pond service that Sunday morning. It's going to be incredible. So you're going to have an opportunity to forge some really good friendships, reignite some passion that's been lost, and really lean in to become the man God intends you to be. So we have limited spots for this. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events. Okay. That's thelionwithin.us/events. And I don't want you to miss this opportunity to reclaim the wild within you, because today you have an opportunity to really lean in and have an experience of unforgettable growth, friendship, and don't forget the adventure. All right. Well, I can't wait to see you again. It's April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events and reserve your spot today. Welcome to The Lion Within Us, a podcast serving Christian men who are hungry to be the leaders they're predestined to be. I'm your host, Chris Granger. Let's jump in. All right, guys, you made it through the week. It's a fun Friday episode of The Lion Within Us. Now, guys, it's been a tough week. I get it. I know it was an emotional episode on Wednesday. You know, I pray that helped you. Trust me, it was not an easy episode to record, but I do pray that it was a blessing for you. So thank you guys for listening. Again, just wanted to say thank you, okay? And for our scripture of the week, I want to read it one more time. You know, I think digging into God's word is so important. And this scripture was very important to me during that time with faith. So again, we're in Mark 5, and we're going to be looking at verse 35 through 43. And it says, while he, and that's Jesus we're talking about here, while he was still speaking, they came from the house of the synagogue official, saying, your daughter has died. Why trouble the teacher anymore? But Jesus, overhearing what was being spoken, said to the synagogue official, do not be afraid any longer, only believe. And he allowed no one to accompany him except Peter and James and John, the brother of James. And they came to the house of the synagogue official. And he saw a commotion and people loudly weeping and wailing. And entering in, he said to them, why make a commotion and weep? The child has not died, but is asleep. They began laughing at him. That verse still gets to me every time. But putting them all out, classic Jesus style, let's roar on a lion right there. He took along the child's father and mother and his own companions and entered the room where the child was. Taking the child by the hand, he said to her, Talitha cum, which translated means, little girl, I say to you, get up. Immediately the girl got up and began to walk, for she was 12 years old. And immediately they were completely astounded. And he gave them strict orders that no one should know about this. And he said that something should be given her to eat. Beautiful story, guys. And you know that the reasons why I brought that story up, I mentioned that on our, this not the story, why I brought this section of the Bible up. Because this is the verses that I prayed over our daughter Faith. And she wouldn't open her eyes, you know. And guys, you know, that it was very difficult to share that story with you. But I do pray that through sharing Judah and Faith's story and the way that we've worked through it, you know, again, probably not all the right ways, but there are ways that we have worked through it ourselves as our family. And that's the only thing I can tell you guys is our experiences, because that's the only experiences I have are mine. And prayerfully, that will help you if you ever find yourself in that situation. And so I just really want to go back through those 10 tips real quick. If you missed that, the whole episode, you know, I gave 10 tips to help you if you're ever one of those 1 in 4 who are dealing with the miscarriage or the loss of a child, right, through pregnancy. You know, here are 10 areas to think about. Number one, grieve with your wife. Don't forget that. Number two, name your baby. Your baby needs a name. Everybody needs a name. Number three, protect her from others. Number four, remember existing kids process grief differently, right? Number five, the extended family, they're going to grieve. You need to recognize that to help them. Number six, need to set those boundaries. And sometimes the boundaries, fellas, they need to be for family too, because at some point you may need to step in and be that boundary and help and protect your wife with your family, but particularly for others. You're not a grief counselor for everybody else. You have to grieve yourself and make sure you set those boundaries up. Number seven, it's important to have tributes and memorial items. Really important. I really highly encourage this, guys. This is a great way to grieve. Number eight, find a counselor. Highly encourage Christian counselors, obviously, but find a counselor that's going to help you process. Number nine, share your grief with others, in particular your church family, and let them love on you. We would not, I don't know how we would have got through what we got through without our church family. You know, our family was great, and I love them. My family, my wife's family, they helped us, but our families are also, you know, not in our town. You know, they're an hour and a half away, which is still relatively close, but they're not right here, right? So you need to help make sure your church family is aware. So share it with them. And then the last tip, the tenth tip, sorry about that. Trust God and pray. Trust God. Because I'm going to tell you what Satan wants you to do when you have adversity like this. He wants you to turn away from God and to turn your back and say, I'm done with you. It's not what you do, guys. That's not the way lions act. We got to trust him. I know. Trust me, when we lost our baby, our dog, and then my wife lost her job, all that happened in 3 weeks. It was tough. But we chose in those moments to cling to him. And through that grief, through that process, I mean, we have grown stronger together as a couple and as a family. And now the blessings, when we can appreciate them even more. I mentioned the blessing of our baby Lily and the blessing of the pregnancy that we have right now. And again, guys, I'm asking for your prayers. Lift my wife, me, my family, my three daughters. Don't know if it's a boy or girl yet. I will make that announcement on a fun Friday once we do find out. So guys, just keep us in prayer there. So I hope you enjoyed that episode on Wednesday. Go back, check it out, share it with others. I know it was kind of a long one. Sorry about that, but I felt like there was a story that needed to be told. And that, again, pray this is encouragement to others. Now, you know, on Fun Fridays, we talk about tips, health, wealth, and self. That's the three buckets that align within us where we want to help you guys. So from a health tip, I want to talk about this, because this is what I needed to remember when I went through these difficulties. So when you have that stuff strike and difficulties gonna hit us in life, you're going to run on adrenaline. I remember running on adrenaline for probably a couple days after faith. Like I was super jacked. I mean, it was just at that point we just had to get, you know, we just wanted to get through the delivery and then process. But I mean, it was, you know, it was strictly adrenaline. And when that adrenaline runs off, you know, your body is gonna respond. So you have to remember, guys, when you're going through this stuff, take care of your body. Eat, drink, sleep. And if you can, force yourself to do some exercise. If it's nothing more than just a walk, get outside, get some fresh air. But you need to do those things. Because if you don't, you know, your doctor, you're gonna struggle even more. You're not gonna be able to process it. For me, I didn't miss working out. Even at the hospital, after we had her, I went for a walk the next day. I had to get moving. I ate. You know, I never got to where I was not eating, drinking. I did have trouble sleeping. So if you're having trouble sleeping and resting, you maybe need to just go see your primary care doctor when something like this happens, or give them a call. Sometimes you can just call your primary care and just ask them, you know, hey, there may be some help. They can give you some medication to help you rest, you know, because you got to get that rest, you know, and you may need to seek a counselor, you know, and as you walk through this. So your wife, your family, when things happen, when life really hits you in the nose, They need you. So do not deny self-care. Do not deny it. Guys, you got to take care of yourself. So that is the biggest tip I can give you right now. You're dealing with a difficulty. Take care of yourself. Do not forget that. Because I know we want to do, we want to serve others. We want to help our wives, our families, things like that. But guys, you know, at some point, your energy level is going to run out. Self-care, very important. Number two, wealth tips. So let's talk about wealth. You know, it's kind of morbid, guys, but this came up to me while I was thinking about this topic. Set up your insurance. Make sure your insurance is in place. You know, I know, so I've covered that tough ground this week, and nobody wants to think about tragedy or death or things like that. But you know what? Life happens. So show love to your family by getting the right insurance in place. So I have people ask me all the time, well, Chris, what does that mean? How much should I do it? So, I mean, I am a coach. I try to help people with this. I highly encourage term life insurance during the years of your high risk. And what are the high risk years? All you need to do is think dependents. How many dependents are you claiming on your taxes? That's your high risk years. So if you just had a baby, you know what? You're going to have at least 18. So I usually look like at 20 year term insurance plans. Those policies are pretty cheap. Then I always, second question is, all right, Chris, how much should I get? Well, okay. You need to really consider this, because if something happens to you, and it's not just your salary for a year, and there can be different expenses and things like that. So I usually talk about 8 to 12 times, whatever. There's a number in there, maybe 10 times your salary. That's what you need to be looking at. And you guys may be thinking, well, Chris, that could be a substantial amount of money, man. That could be $6, $8, maybe $1 million. But you know what? These term life policies, they're cheap. So get them. Get you a term life policy. Get them in place. Guys, you could probably get a $1 million policy in place for like $50-$60 a month. Come on now. I mean, step up here. So I know nobody wants to do this. You don't want to take that step, but get those policies in place. And then you can also, on a lot of those policies, you can get what's called a rider clause, and you can have that for your kids. So you don't need a $100,000 insurance policy on your kid. All right, let's get that straight right now. What do you need for your kids? You need enough to take care of their final, you know, expenses if a tragedy were to happen, or a funeral. So, you know, you can get a $10,000 rider on your policy for pennies. It's cheap for your children. So get that stuff in place, guys. I know, again, not something you want to think about, but you need to do it. And a lot of these term life policies you can actually get without having to go see a doctor. Sometimes the nurses, they do have nurses that can come to your house and stuff like that. Also encourage you from this standpoint, work with a broker. Don't go just straight to a insurance company. Work with a broker, because they're going to shop it out. There's several brokers out there. I'm not going to name one because I'm not affiliated with one, but check out for some for yourself. But work with a broker. They're going to be able to see and try to get you the best deal. But there's your tip. Self-tip. All right, self-tip. I'm going to give you something here. And I kind of already talked about this a little bit, but I want to reemphasize it. Protect your wife. You got to protect her, guys. She needs to know that she can process her grief however she needs to process it, and that you're going to be there. So, you know, even good-meaning people like family can cause harm at times, and they don't even mean to. So you need to talk with her. Be the lion that she needs you to be during these difficult times, but protect her. Guys, step up here. Protect your wife. So, I mean, that means different things to different people, but you just need to make sure that you're there and that you keep that eye on what's happening around her. And you may need to step in and man up and let somebody know that that's not acceptable. Protect your wife. So there are your three tips, guys. You got remember to take care of self-care. I'm serious, dudes. Eat, drink, sleep. You need to take care of yourself, okay? Go see a doctor if you're having to trouble sleeping. Exercise. That's one of the best things you can do to process grief. Exercise. Get your heart rate up. Get moving. Get sweating. Well, tip, insurance. Get those term life policies in place now. Remember the rider clauses. Get those in place as well. Self-tip, protect your wife, guys. It is your job. Protect her. All right, book of the week. Now, I'm going to try not to get emotional on this too. Guys, this is the week of Chris getting emotional. But I asked my wife, what book do we want to highlight this week? And guys, it's not like we get paid for any of this, you know, spotlighting any of these authors. We try to share books with you that they're going to help you. And she said, you know what, Chris? There was one book that helped me the most when we lost faith. And it's a book called I Will Carry You. For those that are on YouTube, there's a picture of it right there. And we'll link it in the show notes. So you just go check out that. You'll be able to get this book. And it's written by a lady named Angie Smith. And it's called The Sacred Dance of Grief and Joy. And so my wife, I asked her, I said, well, look, I haven't read this book. Give me the rundown. And it was an emotional rundown she gave me. But basically the premise of the book is this lady found out that she had a diagnosis with her pregnancy where the baby was not going to survive. You know, the baby was definitely not going to make it to 40 weeks to be delivered. So she had a choice. Okay. You either make the choice of abortion or you decide to carry. She made a choice to carry. And as Christians, guys, that's a choice we need to make sure we understand and we support. You know, that little baby was a little baby. You know, it wasn't a fetus or thing or anything like that. It was a baby. So they carried her and they actually induced and had her, I think she said somewhere in the 20-week range. And they weren't expected for the baby to live, obviously. But the baby lived for 2.5 hours. And they were able to take pictures with their other daughters and spend time with her and hold her and cherish those moments. And guys, there's a section in this book that was basically, it says, from Audrey's daddy. And I went through and I read this part. And there's one section, I just want to call out real quick. And it says, men, if there's one thing you need to listen to, it's this. If you're in a situation similar to what we faced losing Audrey, and your wife asks you to choose what she needs over what you think is best for her, go with her. Even if it requires you to make difficult choices, listen to her. You know, Angie asked me to do some big things. It wasn't that one of us was right and the other was wrong. Both of us are right, but we can only choose one. I chose to go with my plan only after other people gave me counsel that I didn't change my mind. That really put a gap between him and his wife. He listened to them, but not her. His intentions were good, but his wife needed to know she could count on me when she asked. Guys, this goes to what I was telling you. You have to protect your wife. So choose her. Listen to her. You know, we don't have to have all the answers in all these when tragic things happen. We don't have to have all the answers. Choose her. Support her. Protect her. Be there for her. So highly encourage this book, especially for you guys, for your wife. It helped my wife tremendously. Again, I'll make sure this is linked up in the show notes. I Will Carry You by Angie Smith. So highly encourage that for you guys. And if so, you know, if you know somebody who's going through something like this may be a wonderful gift. Maybe you give it, you gift it to someone, you just have it shipped to them. You don't even have to tell them who it's from. Just make it anonymous and just send it to them. All right, guys, it's been a long week. We're going to have some dad jokes. Let's get a couple of dad jokes in. How about that? You guys want to have Chris, can you do anything this week besides make me cry? Okay. I'm going to try and make you laugh once. Okay. So a couple of dad jokes. All right. Dad joke number one, I lost my wife's audiobook. And now I'll never hear the end of it. So there you go. That's dad joke number one. Dad joke number two. I just burned my Hawaiian pizza. Maybe I should have cooked it on a lower temperature. There you go. That is for my wife. She loves her Hawaiian pizza. So Becca, that is for you, baby. Love you. So number one, I lost my wife's audiobook and now I'll never hear the end of it. Number two, I burned my Hawaiian pizza. Maybe I should have cooked it on a lower temperature. There you go. So guys, let us know which one hits. Number one, number two, love to get your feedback. Just a chuckle. And just let us know if any of those resonated at home. So remember the question of the week this week, guys. How do you respond to God in your Job-like moments? You know, because I mean, you guys, you're gonna go through it at some point. You know, life's gonna hit. How are you gonna respond to him? I pray that you cling to him. Cling to him. Because guys, that's the only way that you get through these tragedies. It's through the grace of Jesus. So guys, if you like The Line Within Us, I really hope you do. We're putting a lot of work to try to serve you. Share with other people. You know, send it out. You know, connect with us on the Lion's Den, on thelinewithin.us. connect with us on our Facebook. We even created a Facebook group where there's a Facebook page. And I'm posting stuff there on a weekly basis. We try to get all that stuff out there. We're on LinkedIn too, but primarily Facebook. We're out there trying to serve you guys. We're all on Instagram. You can check, you can connect with us there. Just connect with us. It's encouraging. Give us a rating and review. Because I tell you what, they really lift me up. They pick me up during the days where Satan's telling me that, you know what, Chris, the line within us sucks. People are going to stop listening. You don't have anything important to say. Why should they listen to you? And then I can go and God gives me assurance to his word and I'm doing what he's called me to do. And then I read your messages or your comments. It lifts me so greatly. So I pray if this helped you this week, leave a comment, leave a review, leave a rating. You know, go check out the Bible study. Get you a copy of that. Start working through that Bible study. Leave a review on that. Love to get your feedback on it. You know, connect with us. Connect with me. I love talking with people. So just send us an email. You know, there's ways to submit a question right on the line within.us. There's a brand new button up there that says submit a question. Submit a question. Put your email in there. And it could just be, hey, you know what? I like to talk. Maybe I need a prayer. Send your prayer request in. They will be prayed over. Guys, if you just want to connect on a Zoom call or something like that, and just to have an opportunity to pray, reach out. We will make it happen. We are here to support you. We know that you want to be a leader. We know that God's called you to great things. We also know you can't do it alone. And that's what the line within us is all about. Building a community to help each other, to be that iron that sharpens iron, to be the brothers there for each other. Can't do it alone, guys. Go also check out the shop. You know, check out this hat I'm wearing, Line Within a shirts. You know, love to hook you up and see some of that Line Within a swag out there if you're liking some of that stuff. So, guys, thank you again. And I know there's so many podcasts you could listen to. There's so many of them out there. But you're taking time to listen to the Line Within Us. I pray we're serving you well. I want to know how to serve you better. I pray on that stuff every week. We have some amazing guests coming up. You know, God's doing some big things. He's connecting me with people that I just never even imagined. I love having conversations that help bring people closer to the Lord and that builds the kingdom. That's what the Line Within Us is all about. Praying you guys have a great week, great weekend. If you remember to spend some time with your wife, take care of her, be there for her, be that lion. Now go out and unleash the lion within. We're thrilled to announce that we now have 7 powerful devotionals available on YouVersion's Bible app. For those not in the know, YouVersion is the top Bible app in the world, and we're honored to be on this incredible platform. Our devotionals dive deep into the pillars that define the lion within us: health, wealth, and self. So whether you're seeking spiritual growth, financial wisdom, or personal development, these devotionals are tailor-made for you. So ready to embark on this transformative journey and unleash the lion within you? Head over to thelionwithin.us/YouVersion to access our devotions on the YouVersion app. Join thousands of like-minded individuals and dive into the Word with us. That's thelionwithin.us/YouVersion. That's YouVersion. And let's grow together and become the leaders God intends us to be.